Good morning, Crestview family. Welcome to our worship service this morning. I'm Pastor Chad. Pastor Artie is still recovering. I am excited to be with you this morning. Just a few announcements before we go into some prayer requests, which are really important this morning. But as far as announcements goes, Wednesday night Bible study will still be online. Keep a watch out for an announcement of when we will return to in-person services. Lord willing, everyone will be well, and we can move forward with that soon. But as we move into the new year, this week, I just want to encourage you to stay focused on God and take Him with you into this new year. We have several prayer requests this morning, and I may miss a few, and if I do, I apologize, I didn't do it on purpose. I know Whitey's family, be in prayer for Whitey's family, as Whitey lost his brother on Christmas Eve. It's never easy to lose a family member, and when you lose a family member around the holiday, it makes it that much more difficult. Please pray for Pastor Artie. He is still recovering. He is at home right now. I hope that he is back feeling like himself soon. I believe that Stan and Wanda are still quarantined. So be in prayer for them. And be in prayer for the Schiff family as they are suffering from sicknesses. From coronavirus and hospitalizations due to that. And just be in prayer for our community and our state and our country and the world as we are still battling something that is new to almost everyone. And as vaccines become available, pray for God. We just pray for God's wisdom and that we can eventually start going back to life the way we enjoy it, where we can see people and be around people. And that's just a big prayer for me. I'm a very big people person. I love people. I love to be around people. And it's very, very difficult for me to be cooped up and away from everybody. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. And as soon as that, we will jump right into our message this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day, God, for this church that we have that is here when things get tough. Lord, just pray for Whitey and Whitey's family as they suffer a loss, God. And I just pray that they have comfort knowing that when we leave this earth, if our faith is in you, God, that to be absent from the body is to be present with you. And I know that's not something we like to think about, God, but it should comfort us. Lord, be with Artie as he's still recovering. And Lord, be with Stan and Wanda, among others, as we have people who are quarantining, who are staying away and trying to get over the coronavirus. Lord, be with the Schiff family as they suffer through this virus and the hospitalizations due to it, Lord. I just pray for your comfort and your healing in all those situations. God, be with this service today. And my prayer is that when I speak, that it's not my words that are spoken, God, but your words that come out of my mouth, Lord. Lord, be with every person here, Nick and Bruce in the sound booth, and be with the people who are watching, God. Be with, just as we focus our hearts on you this morning, and we look forward into a new year, and we look into now, that we learn to put our focus on you amidst the storms and the trials and tribulations that you place in front of us, Lord. Because these trials and tribulations make us stronger. Lord, we love you, And we praise you, and I just thank you so much for this day, God. Also, we ask in your name. Amen. So, guys, before I start into my scripture this morning, I would like to share with you guys the way my week went. So I had this sermon all outlined in my head, the scriptures on a piece of paper, ready to go. I had wanted to come in here this morning and talk about how we move into the new year, we need to put our focus on God. Now, I'm not discrediting that we need to do that as we move into the new year, putting our focus on God. But God said, I need you to stop and I need you to think about this. As I lay on Christmas Eve night when everyone else was asleep, I lay in the bed talking to God, you know, going through struggles and stresses in my own life, talking to God about things. And God really spoke to me through the Holy Spirit. And he said, you need to talk about something else. And so I've got to thinking about how tough this year has been. I can go back 365 days, and me as a person, I was so hopeful for the year 2020. And then 2020 got started, and we started off good, and we hit March. And then when we hit March, we shut down. And it just wasn't the year, it seemed like, that we hoped for. And so I feel like sometimes a lot of talk and a lot of thought goes into, you know, it's going to get better. It's as we move into the new year, we're going to make 2021 a new year. We're going to leave 2020 behind. And God really spoke to me and said, I made this year. I don't want you to leave it behind. Everything that happened in 2020, I was still at the reins. I was still there guiding you and leading you through it. And instead of focusing on moving past this year, we needed to shift our focus on trusting God in His power and His wisdom and His glory to move us and to help us thrive in the current situation that we're in, no matter how hard, how rough it gets. And so he gave me some scripture that talked about that in a way. I want to read from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. And before this, Jesus had been talking to a multitude of people, and he and his disciples, they wanted to get in and go across the waters and afterwards to get away from the multitude of people and just really bring focus back on the disciples. It was his ultimate goal, I believe. But while they were traveling across the sea, Jesus decided to take a nap. I really admire Jesus for this because I like to take a nap myself. But Jesus decided to take a nap in the boat. And while he took a nap on the boat, some problems came up. And that's where we pick up in verse 35 of Mark chapter 4. It says, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he, and Jesus, that's the he there, he was asleep in the stern on a pillow. And they woke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Let's go to the Lord in prayer one more time. God, as we just went through your word, God, I just pray that as we open our minds and open our hearts to what it is that you have to say today, God, that we shift our focus completely on you. Turn the outside, turn the problems and the stresses of the outside world apart, Lord, away from us for this moment, that we can focus on the words that you've placed for us, the wisdom that you put so we could, that for us to live by. God bless this reading of your word. We love you and praise you. Amen. All right, so I want to back up a little bit, and I want to talk about this, about what was going on. So like I said, Jesus got into a boat with his disciples, and they went across the sea, and Jesus went to sleep. Well, I said a storm came up. And in this, I'm reading out of the New King James Version. In the King James Version, I'm pretty sure the word that was used for to describe that storm was tempest. Now, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to talk about that word tempest in a minute, but I want you to think about the storms that can happen out on a body of water. There can be, or the storms that happen to us in general around us and how bad they can get. In a hurricane, they form over the ocean, and as they move into shore, they cause damage and ravage islands and ravage coastlines. And tornadoes are, you know, cyclones that form from the combination of air, and they destroy everything in their path. And, you know, we have little thunderstorms that sometimes we think are peaceful, but lightning strikes hit and cause wildfires or houses to be damaged. Storms are not something that we really love as people. I enjoy a quiet, you know, a little thunderstorm, maybe some rain rattling the windows, but once it gets to the point where thunder and lightning are striking right outside my house and the wind's blowing so hard it's rattling my shutters and the rain's coming down that it's causing flood, you know, the joy that I get and the peace that I get from those storms go away, and I start to get a little anxious about it. You know, I live close to a creek, and I think if it's raining, you know, is it going to flood? But in actuality, if it flooded my creek, then I would need Noah to come pick me up in an ark, because we have more problems as far up as I live, even though I do live on a creek. But storms cause damage to things around us. And we have storms in our life that also come along and cause damage. Really think about it. I want to think about this year. This year, this has been a stormy year for America, for North Carolina, for Cleveland County, for local communities, for the whole world. This has been a stormy. We've lost people. We've had to give up family gatherings with people over the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas. People have lost jobs. People have had to quarantine and be away from the people that they love and be away from the things that they do. I know people, you know, maybe people have lost their homes or been evicted from their homes. It has been a stormy, stormy year. Now, it seems like I'm talking like I said I want to talk about 2020 and how we need to focus on God, but I'm making it sound really bad because 2020 wasn't a great year. But so my ADHD jumps me around, and you can ask my youth if you don't believe me. So I want to go back and talk about that word tempest again before I move in to talk about the storm. Now, a tempest is described as a violent windstorm, especially one with rain, hail, or snow. So if I can imagine a tempest out on a boat, I mean, I can imagine waves crash, the water crashing over the sides of the boat, because they said the boat was feeling rain, and you know how hard it is to do things in the rain. And I want you to think about these people who were on the boat. Most of these guys, some of Jesus' disciples, were career fishermen. They had been through some pretty awesome and spectacular and scary storms out on the waters in their time, and they knew how to handle those storms. But this storm on this day was raging so hard, it had these career fishermen, these professional fishermen who were used to being on the water, it had them shaking in their boots. And so what they did, they went and woke up Jesus. And it doesn't say they did, but if you've got kids, I can imagine that they had a little attitude when they woke Jesus up, probably. You know, they said, what are you doing, Jesus? Why in the world? Oh, we're done out here and you're down here sleeping. I can just imagine the tone of voice that they had at that time. And Jesus, it didn't say he rushed up, he ran up and held on to something and started freaking out with them. He got up. And it says, hold on, let me go back in here. It says, he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. He got up from what he was doing. He saw the storm. He saw what was going on. And he just told the wind, he said he rebuked it. He basically told the wind to stop blowing and told the sea to be still. And everything, that storm that they were terrified of, was quiet all around them, gone. And Jesus looked at them and he said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Jesus said, what are you afraid of? I think this really stands out to me because Jesus was asleep in the bottom of the boat. If those disciples would have been listening to the stories, to the teachings that Jesus was telling them, they would have known that God had plans for Jesus, that he was not going to allow him to be defeated and his life to be taken by a storm, because Jesus's life purpose, his plan, was to die on the cross for us. And God had that plan firmly in place, but the disciples were still scared. And Jesus didn't understand. He said, why are you afraid? Why do you have so little faith? To me, I look at 2020 and all the storms that we've been through. And when I stood the other night, I was sitting there and I was really sitting there talking, you know, God, I want to focus on moving into 2021, moving into a new year, starting fresh. God said, I've been with you this whole year, through the good times, through the bad times, through the storms. I've been right there with you. Yes, there have been some really rough times for families in our church, families that we know, for people all across our country and all across the world this year. But instead of focusing on tomorrow and focusing on this new year, what God told me that I needed to get up here and tell you to do is focus on the now. Focus on what God is doing in your life now. God tells us we're not promised tomorrow. So if we spend the next 3 days, the next week, you know, saying, oh, you know, 2020 is going to be awesome. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. What if God decides that before the end of 2020, on December the 31st, at 10 o'clock, our time has come, and it is time to go home. When we spent all that time focusing on what's going to happen, instead of putting our trust in Jesus Christ and focusing on what's happening now, God does want us to have a plan and to carefully think about our future and what we're going to do. You can't convince me that He doesn't, but He doesn't. He says, "Listen," He says, "Don't let your whole life be focused on that future, because you're not promised tomorrow. You're promised right now. We are promised the second, the moment that we're in. So instead of worrying about when these storms are going to be over, whatever it may be, it may not have anything to do with the coronavirus. It could have something to do with, you know, you could have lost family members to another sickness. You could have, you could be struggling with things at home, in your family, in your marriage. No matter what the storm is that you're going through, instead of thinking past the storm, focus on Jesus in the midst of the storm. And if we focus on Jesus in the midst of the storm, and we put our faith in Him on His time, He will calm the waters around us. He will rebuke the winds that blow us and move us to the left and right. He will move us through the storm on His time and in His will. So, what I put at the end, and it's going to just summarize what I just said. It says, I want to discourage you from thinking that 2021 is going to be better. Now, that sounds terrible, because I do think 2021, I think the next day is going to be greater than the last. But don't get me wrong. I hope 2021, we find a cure for the things that are keeping us quarantined. We find vaccines and ways to move our life in the right direction. But I want to encourage you to remember that Jesus is with us in the midst of the storm. And He's going to get us through the storms that are thrown at us. All we've got to do is remember that He is there. The disciples were freaking out that day on the boat. What are we going to do? And they remembered that Jesus was with them, and they went and woke Him up. And Jesus told them to have a little faith, that it was going to be okay. Well, I want you to remember this morning that Jesus died on a cross, rose again, and He sent the Holy Spirit to live within us when He left. He didn't ascend to heaven and leave us lonely, leave us without God's presence. He left the Holy Spirit within us. And we have to trust that Spirit that's within us. Trust that God is going to move us through the storm. We're not promised tomorrow. We're promised right now. So instead of focusing on tomorrow and what we can do to make tomorrow better, remember that God is in control. The outcomes of situations may not be what we want. I always, when I say it's not what I want, what we want, I always go back to the Garden of Eden. Not Garden of Eden, the Garden of Gethsemane, excuse me. My gardens are clouding my mind this morning. I go back to the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus was praying, and He said, God, I know what's going to happen. I know that this is Your will. But Lord, if there's any other way, but not what I want, God, what You want. Not my will, but Your will. We have to remember that God's will is not always our will, and that God is in control. And if we trust that He is, and we keep that close to us, and we let that knowing that God is in control, we let that faith in God guide us, that the outcome is going to be His will. May not be the outcome we want. So, I hope 2021 is a fantastic year for everybody. But what I hope more than that is I hope today that we can fully and wholly put our faith in Jesus Christ and know, not just think it, not just maybe, not just wonder what's going to happen, know that God is in control. That is my encouragement to you as you walk out these doors, as you walk through the rest of your day, through your week, know that no matter what the storms are, God is in control. And remember that we are not promised tomorrow. We are promised right now. So go back. And I want you to think about who Jesus is as I close. That last verse in that chapter, 41, said, "And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, 'Who can this be that even the wind and the waves obey Him?'" They were just at the beginning of their journey. That's not a question that I ask anymore, because I know who He is. He is the Son of God, the Savior of all mankind, the one who lived, was born in a manger, lived a short life, suffered a death that we deserve, and rose again on the third day so we can have an eternal life in heaven with God. And guess what? He is there. He went body and all. He went to heaven, and He is there now getting it ready for us. One day, He's going to come back and get us. So I know that no matter how bad the storm gets, no matter what's going on around us, God's in control. And I can look forward and know that, knowing that God is in control, that Jesus is going to come back for us one day. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're not sure, you said, "Well, what do you mean Jesus is in control? How do I know all the stuff going on around me? How do I know Jesus is in control?" I encourage you to reach out to me, Pastor Artie, a deacon, somebody, and we'll pray with you. We will help you and guide you toward the knowing and understanding who God is and what He did for us. Because I would encourage you not to go one more second without knowing for sure that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and that He is in control of everything. Because it's just like I said 1,000 times a day already, we are not promised tomorrow. We are not promised 5 minutes from now. We are promised right now. Someone told me that it's called the present because it is a gift. And I know that that's corny and you guys all heard that before, but it's true. Now is the present because it is a gift from God. And it is the only gift we're guaranteed on this earth is now. But if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, I can't assure you what this world will throw at you, but I can assure you that when our time is up, when your time is up on this world, when your time is up on this earth, that there is an eternity in heaven, an eternity of peace waiting on you. So, if you don't have that guarantee in your heart, reach out to somebody. And if you, and to the ones who do have that, I just encourage you to like I said, stop worrying about what 2021 is going to be like, and know that Jesus is in control right now through the middle of the storm. And He'll get us through it. I love each and every one of you. Before I close in prayer, I would like to thank you guys for all the cards and gifts and Merry Christmases that you guys sent me over the holidays. I am so blessed to be here at Crestview Baptist Church. It is an amazing place to be. And I can honestly say that I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And I do look forward to coming back, to seeing faces walk back through these doors and worshiping together with you. But right now, I'm going to walk out of here knowing the same thing I just told you guys, that Jesus is still with us. God is in control no matter what. Let's bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer. God, thank you so much for this day, for the words that you laid on my heart this morning. And that I pray, God, that my words that come out of my mouth weren't my words, that they were your words. And I just thank you for your scriptures, and I thank you for the messages that you give us, and I just thank you for the love that you shared for us by allowing your son, your only son, to be born in a manger, to die on a cross, and rise from the dead on the third day, God, for us. And I am so thankful, God, that to know that I can fully know that you are in control of everything, of all the storms around us, the wind and the waves and the thunder and the lightning, God. I love you, and I just praise your holy name and everything that you are with all my being. All this I ask in your name, God. Amen.